That was a tough loss, man. That's one of my good friends, you know, on and off the field. But it doesn't really change my role necessarily. You know, other guys, I mean, everybody really has to step up anyway. But, you know, just taking a different role and being able to contribute more.
What about from a leadership perspective? I mean, I think Dez was a veteran guy on that line and mm-hmm. not a whole lot of, you know, experience there. Do you feel like you kind of have to fill that void a little bit?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, but just because, you know, you're older doesn't mean you have to be necessarily a leader. You know, everybody can be a leader in their own certain way, if it's, you know, physically while you go out there and play or, you know, verbally.
There's a lot of opportunity at defensive end in this training camp. You're looking at this like this is your moment to shine.
Yeah, but at the same time, I take every training camp the same way. I come in with the mentality, you know, to compete. We're all competitors while we're all out here. That's why we all made it to this level, so just come out here and compete and have fun.
John, I'm sure you remember your second year was a year of big improvement, your second camp. Do you see any difference in Danny Shelton's play so far, or just him, the way he carries himself this year?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Just having that year under your belt, that year of experience, it means a lot. He's come a long way, and I know he worked hard this offseason. You can already tell.
He was kind of a joker last year, kind of that personality. Is that the same?
Oh, he's still the same person, per se, but just he knows what's at stake. You know, he knows what we have to go do.
Yeah, when that siren goes off, what does that mean to you? And I guess what do you think?
It means it's game time, man. It means it's time to go. Whenever the siren goes off, it means we have a live period, so we get to, you know, actually hit and tackle and everything.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, just being on the line, you know, we do everything else but tackle, so that just, you know, makes it basically like a game then.
Hey, John, what's up? Desmond Bryant going down. What does that mean for not just the whole D line, for Xavier Cooper, his opportunity, and how much confidence do you have in Xavier?
I got all the confidence in Coop, man. I actually talked to him a little bit after Des got hurt, knowing he had to, you know, have a bigger part. But everybody knows that everybody has to raise their game up just because it's a lot more at stake right now, and the team kind of, you know, counts on the D line to push forward.
John, what is it about Ray Horton's scheme? You're still staying in the 34, but what's he going to do with you guys that's going to help you enhance the pass rush and also stop the run? Those are two things we talk about every single year with you guys.
He just lets us be ourselves, really. You know, lets us get after the quarterback, lets us do our own thing. He doesn't really try to, you know, turn us into different players. You know, it's really letting us do what we're good at. So we get on the field, you know, he sees what everybody's good at and let's go.
Now, where do you feel you are in your career? Do you feel like you're ready to take that step and be the full-time starter?
Yeah, most definitely. I've waited my turn for a long time. You know, played a lot behind a lot of great D linemen and learned a lot. So I think this is my time.
What's been the biggest point of emphasis in your development this offseason here?
Honestly, just take care of my body and knowing – when I come in, you know, what's at stake. All the physical stuff that comes along with training and the running, you know, conditioning, everything, that's given. But it's more mental. You start to learn over the years, becoming a vet, and there's more mental than anything.
Do you think you didn't get the chance to make the impact you were hoping to last year just through playing time and reps?
No. I think it was a lot of different things, but I don't think it was just because of my reps, no.